In 1994, PSU biology professor Fred Prince was out hunting arrowheads in Campton when he found, and unknowingly discarded, a woolly mammoth tooth. When he learned of his mistake a decade later, he vowed to find another. And in April of this year, in an old gravel pit in Thornton, he got lucky.
The specimen was just sticking above the surface of the ground.
Prince took photos and sent them off to woolly mammoth expert Dr. Larry Agenbrod.
He was right back in touch, and he was really quite enthusiastic, confirming that it was a woolly mammoth. It's kind of unique. It's the first finding in New Hampshire.
And while the find is the first of its kind, Prince says it doesn't mean that mammoth hunters will soon descend on the White Mountains. And for now, as he prepares to send off samples to be dated, he's keeping the tooth safe.
When it dries, it crumbles. So I've got a in a moist towel in a box right behind my Labatt Blue in the refrigerator.
For NHBR News, I'm Sean Hurley.